The steady beat of her unborn baby's heart is a comfort for Elizabeth Ficellio.
I'm excited.
She lives in Brackettville, 35 miles from the border with Mexico, a country where Zika is already being spread by mosquitoes. But the health threat really hasn't been on her radar.
I've heard some things about it. I haven't really followed too much. I don't have that many concerns because I don't really feel like it's here where it's a big deal.
It's true that no cases of local transmission by mosquitoes have shown up in Texas, yet. Many infectious disease specialists say it's not a matter of if, but when. A year ago, many obstetricians had never heard of this virus. Maternal-fetal medicine specialist Dr. Patrick Ramsey of University Health System says now Texans have to pay attention.
So that means we all need to be using mosquito repellents. We all should be trying to avoid travel to countries where there might be Zika infection prevalent. Because once the mosquito population does have the Zika virus, then it could spread to anybody, men or women.
Women infected with Zika during the early stages of pregnancy have up to a 13% chance of delivering a baby with a small head and brain damage, a devastating condition called microcephaly, plaguing several thousand babies in Brazil. It's unclear what health problems Zika infections can cause in the second and third trimesters. Microcephaly causes seizures, learning issues, vision loss, feeding problems. Elizabeth and her husband Anthony know what it's like to deal with birth defects. They had a baby with spina bifida. Anthony says people need to take the risk of birth defects seriously.
People don't really think about those things prior to having a baby, but it's a lifelong ordeal and has consequences that you're going to deal with for a long time.
Zika prevention begins with our own bodies and our own backyards. Dumping standing water destroys mosquito breeding grounds. Doctors advise pregnant patients to use mosquito repellent with DEET, wear long-sleeve shirts and long pants, and stay indoors in air conditioning whenever possible. Zika-carrying mosquitoes are active during the day. Also, clothes can be sprayed with a chemical called permethrin. Dr. Ramsey says University Hospital is planning to open a Zika clinic in anticipation of cases to come.
We've been talking for the past month about getting a process in place for patients to be able to be referred into us if they've been diagnosed with Zika so that we can get them in for the appropriate testing, for ultrasound surveillance of the pregnancy, and provide counseling for their further care.
So far, none of Ramsey's patients have tested positive.
I've had probably about a dozen patients where we've actually screened for Zika. So far, knock on wood, they've all been negative. But we're anticipating with the mosquitoes being everywhere today and with some cases emerging in Florida at least that we may start to see that in South Texas as well.
If women are infected with Zika, the CDC advises waiting 8 weeks before trying to become pregnant. If women have traveled to a Zika-infected area or have had sex with a man infected with Zika, they are also told to wait 8 weeks before trying to conceive. A man should wait even longer before trying to conceive with his partner. Zika lives in sperm for up to 6 months. Men are advised to use condoms during that waiting period. The virus can spread through sex. The good news? So far, Zika infections show no impact on future pregnancies. Like many expectant mothers in San Antonio, Ronnie Medina is keenly aware of the risks this insidious infection poses to her unborn baby.
The news and things that were posted on social media, and then especially with the Olympics going on and the big fuss about all of that, it's always on my mind. You know, I've seen what the little heads look like, and first-time mother, very overwhelming.
Medina's physician, Dr. Ometiodo Acosta of the UT Health Science Center, sees dozens of patients each week. The resounding question on many patients' lips, should I have a baby right now?
I've had several patients who have actually considered not getting pregnant during this time because of the unknowns of Zika.
Acosta has spent much of his time quelling fears for women like Medina.
Dr. Acosta is a great physician and he does a really good job about calming me down.
While Acosta says he does not discourage South Texas women from getting pregnant, his colleague Ramsey is a bit more circumspect.
I think if you could delay pregnancy, it might not be the worst thing in the world. But if you're using mosquito repellents and you're cautious about being exposed to mosquitoes, I see no reason why you couldn't get pregnant anytime.
In the newborn nursery at University Hospital, the sound of a healthy baby is all new parents want to hear. Not the sound of high-tech medical care for a damaged newborn with lifelong disabilities caused by a virus spread by the bite of a tiny mosquito. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.
You're going to feel like sticking a sting.
Anyone who's ever rolled up his sleeves to donate blood knows the drill.
All right, you can relax and just squeeze every 3 to 5 seconds for me.
You answer a slew of health questions and sign consent for your blood to be tested for everything from HIV to hepatitis C. Now, the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center in San Antonio is asking donors to consent to a Zika test. The center was the second in the country behind Houston to implement this experimental screening tool, even before the Florida outbreak.
We just want to make sure that it's not in the blood supply.
That's Elizabeth Waltman, Chief Operating Officer for the Blood Bank in San Antonio.
We wanted to make sure that we weren't waiting for the most horrific thing to happen before we started testing. It wasn't something that we wanted to play around with.
The Zika test is considered specific and sensitive by blood banks using it. It's still experimental, though, because it hasn't been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In the last 6 weeks, the South Texas Center has screened 20,000 donations.
So far, we've not located Zika in the blood supply, so that's a good thing for our community.
However, 1 in 5 donors is opting out of the test, declining to allow their blood to be screened for Zika. Those who refuse seem skeptical.
When people come up against something that they're unfamiliar with, they're a bit hesitant.
Dr. Rachel Bedard is medical director for BioBridge Global, the parent company that oversees the blood center.
You always expect some refusals. There's always some people that just are not willing to do anything that's different, but I really want people to carefully consider it.
All right, you can relax your grip.
The process does not involve an extra needle stick. A sample of the donation is simply sent off to a lab in Atlanta. Donor Robert Sackett of Helotus calls it no big deal.
They're already sticking you for blood anyway for the donation, so they just draw another tube from you.
San Antonian Ronnie Rodriguez says he would want to know if he had Zika.
We have mosquitoes all the time, and I always actually get bit by mosquitoes, so it'd be news to me to find out if I've gotten attacked by a mosquito carrying the Zika virus.
A donor who tests positive will get a call and a letter, and the case will be reported to the health department. That person's donated blood will be discarded. If South Texas does become an outbreak area, all blood would be tested for Zika, and anyone who refused the screening would not be allowed to donate. 80% of people who are infected with Zika have no symptoms. They feel well. That's why the blood donation process may pick up the first cases in an area, kind of like the canary in the coal mine, according to Bedard.
We are expecting that this will happen within our area. It's just a matter of time.
Zika-tested blood is kept separate from non-tested blood. Hospitals can order the screened donations for their high-risk patients like pregnant women and women of childbearing age, since Zika's main threat is devastating birth defects. Pregnant women or women trying to conceive who need a blood product for a medical procedure can ask their doctors if the donations have been screened for Zika. In the Florida outbreak counties, blood donations were first suspended, then resumed when Zika testing became the standard. While the Zika blood test is on the FDA fast track to approval, it may be a year or two before that happens. Even then, it's unclear if it will be used universally. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.
As the Zika virus spreads in Latin America, cities along the Texas-Mexico border are boosting their surveillance efforts. Laredo is the largest inland port in the U.S. and the center of trade with Mexico. The city's health department is working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to make sure Zika isn't among Laredo's imports. Dr. Hector Gonzalez is standing on the Laredo side of the Gateway to the Americas International Bridge, staring across the Rio Grande at Nuevo Laredo, Mexico.
The majority of the trailers, the majority of people, pedestrians, the majority of cargo comes through Laredo. But that also, for us, implies disease.
Tens of thousands of people and trucks cross into the U.S. through Laredo every day. The closest locally contracted Zika cases are 150 miles away in Nuevo León, but travelers come here from everywhere. And the Aedes aegypti mosquito species that can carry Zika is all over South Texas.
We know it's a matter of time. The mosquito is here. Eventually, it'll be here.
As the director of Laredo's health department, Dr. Gonzalez helps train U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to look for signs of illness among travelers entering the country. They'll make note of people coming from Zika outbreak areas like Honduras, Puerto Rico, and southern Mexico. Gonzalez says he's got to be vigilant to keep the whole country safe.
Because if we stop it here, it stays here. Folks in Denver and in Baltimore will never see an impact because we're containing it here.
The health department's epidemiologists speak regularly with health providers and provide patients Zika testing when necessary. They're also launching an iPhone app patients can use to self-report Zika symptoms. The CDC just hired a Zika task force to support the city's efforts. Gonzalez says the team will work closely with federal agencies at the border and with Nuevo Laredo.
We have a saying that if one of the Laredo sneezes, the other one catches the cold, because we're that close. And then we're tied with trade and family.
But monitoring people is only half the battle. And that's where Danny Maldonado comes in.
Mosquitoes don't need a cart to cross, you know, the river. They can just fly over.
As a sanitation inspector in Laredo's Vector Control Division for 15 years, Maldonado's seen local outbreaks of West Nile virus and dengue fever. Zika is just one more mosquito-borne illness he's testing for.
This is a gravid trap. We fill it up with water.
Maldonado puts traps like this around the city for disease surveillance. Mosquitoes are captured alive and carried by Greyhound bus to Austin for testing. He also does mosquito control. In a drainage ditch near the border, he points out hundreds of mosquito larvae clinging to the membrane of stagnant water.
I'm gonna come back later on, larvicide this area.
Maldonado uses larvicide to take mosquitoes out before they can become vectors for diseases like Zika. He can also release minnows to gobble up the larvae. And when mosquitoes get really bad, he's got another tool. Spraying.
These machines are called London foggers. This is our last resort.
The city works to clean up mosquito breeding areas, including discarded tires. After a dengue outbreak in the mid-90s, Laredo passed a strict tire ordinance. City Manager Jesus Olivares says there's even a public works truck dedicated to Laredo's tire problem.
All they do is go around picking up tires in the city. We don't care where it is or who belongs to or who threw it. We pick it up.
To ensure that this bustling border city isn't a gateway for disease, public education is key.
Niégale acceso al Zika.
Deny access to Zika, says a state-produced radio ad that will be heard throughout Texas, including here in Laredo, where 90% of residents speak Spanish at home. Erica Juarez is the city's chief of health education. She says many Zika preventive measures people can take now aren't too burdensome.
Most of it doesn't really cost you. You need to keep your yard clean. You need to use repellent.
Juarez works with schools and other organizations to get information out to families on Zika and much more.
There's many, many, many threats.
With the help of the CDC, Laredo health officials say they're committed to defeating Zika and other mosquito-borne illnesses. Border communities like theirs are used to being on the front lines fighting infectious disease. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.
So we have Aedes albopictus, Aculex quinx.
In a neatly landscaped front yard in North San Antonio, biology students from the local Texas A&M campus identify the types of mosquitoes snared by their sticky traps.
Culex quinx, Culex quinx.
Most of the mosquitoes they're finding are Culex quinquefasciatus, the species that can carry West Nile.
Aedes aegypti.
They're also finding Aedes aegypti, a daytime biter that can transmit a whole host of diseases, including Zika. That's the rapidly spreading virus that can result in pregnant women delivering babies with small, deformed brains. This is the third year A&M professor Megan Wise de Valdez and her students have set mosquito traps around San Antonio.
Where we are right now is one house out of our 120 homes that we have around the city where we have placed traps.
Professor Wise de Valdez says about 16% of the mosquitoes she's finding are Aedes aegypti. She shares that information with local health officials.
Houston and Dallas and Austin, they all have publicly funded mosquito district surveillance and control. San Antonio does not. So our role was to be part of the city's preparation, if you will, for Zika becoming locally transmitted.
So far, Texas has no recorded cases of Zika being transmitted by local mosquitoes, but Dr. Peter Hotez believes the monitoring in many communities is incomplete. Hotez is dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College in Houston.
The big concern is that Zika transmission may have started, but we're not picking it up. We're not detecting it.
Dr. Hotez believes the best way to find locally transmitted cases and prevent an outbreak is through the active surveillance of medical providers. And he says communities just aren't doing that.
Right now, we're not going into clinics, emergency rooms, community health centers, identifying people with fever and a rash, and then testing them to see if they have Zika virus either in their blood or urine. And that's how you know whether or not transmission of Zika virus has started.
Dr. Anil Mangla from San Antonio's Metro Health Department believes that approach is premature.
To start something like this now when we don't have an endemic or local case is just redundant for us. I think that's going to be a lot of waste of money.
Dr. Mangla says San Antonio would initiate active surveillance after a locally transmitted case is found. They'd target the infected person's neighborhood.
We would go to, you know, the surrounding houses and have anybody that's entering a clinic. Do you have fever in the past 10 days? Did you have a rash? Did you have muscle pain? If so, let's get tested.
Mangla says health and environmental experts from the city, county, military, universities, and other groups are meeting monthly to share information. Area medical providers file patient reports through a shared computer system that should help identify those infected with Zika. He says MetroHealth's other big effort is aimed at wiping out mosquitoes.
Here we got two more mosquito larvae.
Recent rains have left a pool of stagnant water in San Antonio's Lady Bird Johnson Park. Rick Riojas, the city health department's only licensed vector control technician, sprays a coating of larvicidal oil on the water. Steven Barshevsky is Riojas' supervisor.
What it does is causes a surface tension on the water and basically will suffocate any mosquito larvae.
Barshevsky says other city employees assist in mosquito destruction by placing larvicidal bricks known as dunks in standing water on public properties. The bacteria they contain kills developing mosquitoes. When it comes to private property, MetroHealth relies heavily on a media campaign that urges residents to take personal responsibility.
Just dumping the water is the best thing a homeowner can do.
Across South Texas, it seems as though public health officials are holding their breaths, hoping their media campaigns and some public mosquito control efforts will be enough until mosquito season winds down this fall. But Dr. Hotez from the Baylor College of Medicine is worried.
What I'm more worried about are some of the outlying counties that just doesn't have the well-oiled machine for doing Aedes aegypti controls. You know, there are some counties where there's no mosquito control capability.
Dr. Hotez says we won't really know if Texas beats Zika this year for another 9 to 11 months. That's when babies conceived during this final phase of mosquito season will be born, hopefully without the deformities that characterize Zika. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.
We have from UT Health Science Center Dr. Jason E. Bowling, Dr. Patrick Ramsey, and Dr. Anil Mangla, who is currently with MetroHealth San Antonio, but soon to be at the University of Incarnate Word, where he will be a professor at their new School of Medicine.
You know, people say knowledge is powerful, and I think the more knowledge we get about this disease, I think we can actually better avoid it in this community, in this society. Zika is a concern, right? And we still need to be very careful. But we got to protect ourselves personally, our yards, that means, you know, our property. And we as a health department will ensure that we keep you guys updated on what we see next. That means surveillance. And if we get an endemic case. Right now, we do not have endemic cases. So here in San Antonio, you're pretty safe.
The risk you run with an emerging infection is you provide data that's immediately outdated.
But as of yesterday, there were 127 reported cases in Texas, and 8 are in Bexar County. We're up to 9 in Bexar County at this point. The most cases we have in Texas are in Harris County, which makes sense. That's Houston has the highest volume of travelers coming from Brazil and other places in South America.
Dr. Patrick Ramsey is our next presenter. He'll continue this conversation.
Thank you all for coming today, and really would like to thank Texas Public Radio for sponsoring this event. And I'd also like to really send out great accolades to the immense collaboration we have with San Antonio Metropolitan Health District, University Health System, and UTESCA for really getting this community outreach out regarding this really important perinatal infection. So we all talk microcephaly, but this goes way beyond that at this point. We know from a bunch of studies emerging that microcephaly, while the dominant thing we talk about, is the big problem. We see calcifications in the brain. We see ventriculomegaly, dilations of fluid channels in the brain, big Swiss whole cheese problems in the brain where there's big dilated areas and areas of the brain that have been destroyed, and really just catastrophic abnormalities of the brain tissue in some of these cases that have been described. So Dr. Bowling mentioned, what do we tell patients who may have traveled somewhere who are thinking about getting pregnant? I think that's really important. One of the first questions I got after this started to emerge in January was, well, I just went to Colombia or I went to Brazil last month. What are my lifelong risks, or when should I get pregnant if I'm going to get pregnant? And I think we have pretty decent information to guide us a little bit today. For women that have confirmed Zika infection who are symptomatic, the current recommendations for the CDC are to wait at least 8 weeks after symptoms resolve. And as well as women with asymptomatic Zika-confirmed infection, there's really no clear data what to recommend, but most people advocate, the CDC is advocating waiting for pregnancy at least 8 weeks after the infection or the diagnosis. So I think we're anticipating potential local spread in Texas at some point, pockets likely, but Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Brownsville will be likely areas where we might see that.
In an 8-block area of southwest Brownsville, health workers like Erica Silva are going door to door.
Buenas tardes.
Looking for standing water where mosquitoes may breed, telling residents how to get rid of them, delivering educational materials in English and Spanish.
Estamos haciendo unas preventivo para el Zika.
This neighborhood is home to the woman who tested positive for Zika. City workers have trapped mosquitoes here and sent them off to the state to be tested. Zika has raised alarm bells worldwide because it can cause severe, irreversible birth defects in unborn babies. In just one day, healthcare workers in this border community collected more than 100 voluntary urine samples that will be tested for Zika. Cameron County Health Administrator Esmeralda Guajardo says with so many people going back and forth across the border with Mexico, it's likely there are many more travel-related cases. There may also be some cases transmitted by area mosquitoes.
We do expect that there's going to be people walking around with Zika, so we're going to expect some positives. We have a country next to us, and we're looking at it from a binational perspective, too.
Mosquito season may be over in other parts of the country and further north in Texas, but Brownsville is a subtropical city peppered with palm trees. The November temperatures still reach into the 90s. The warm, humid climate makes this city a perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes year-round. That's why Guajardo is not surprised a local non-travel-related case of Zika has emerged.
I mean, this is something you always prepare for, but you just never know when it's going to happen.
Last month, state health officials stepped up the testing of pregnant women in counties along the border. If the mothers-to-be show 2 of 4 Zika symptoms, officials suggest they be tested. Those symptoms are fever, red eyes, joint pain, and rash.
47 is vacant.
The surveillance area where Erica Silva is knocking on doors includes more than 100 structures and an estimated 500 plus residents. It's mostly residential, low and moderate income housing.
Yeah. How have people been reacting?
They've been cooperative.
Rafael Carrasco has a house on Roosevelt Street in the targeted area. He's armed with his own battery-operated bug sprayer.
It's a never-ending war. I've been prepared for them like a Boy Scout, and I annihilate them. Like I've probably annihilated probably over 1 million mosquitoes in the past 10 days.
Carrasco says he's impressed with the health department's quick, coordinated response. He thinks it's needed.
Well, I'm glad that they're doing it because a lot of neighbors are not educated on this stuff.
Results from the first collection of urine and mosquito tests are expected by the end of the week. Local health officials will then have a better idea of the scope of the threat. While Health Administrator Guajardo doesn't want people to panic in a major way, she believes a little bit of panic is helpful to motivate residents to act.
Pick up that little panic just enough to get them to be proactive. I mean, personal responsibility is crucial.
Prior to this case, Cameron County had reported 8 travel-related Zika cases. Number 9, however, has been a game changer, an indication that mosquitoes transmitting the virus are in our own South Texas communities. In Brownsville, Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News. Did you know that Zika is a tropical virus in the same family as yellow fever, West Nile, chikungunya, and dengue? They can all be contracted through the bite of the Aedes aegypti mosquito. The Zika virus can spread from mother to unborn baby through sex or blood transfusion. The virus can cause brain deformity in newborns, known as microcephaly. Get the facts on Zika at Texas Public Radio's website, tpr.org. Click on Preparing for Zika in Texas.